Brewers and Cardinals, a must-win game for the Brewers, who are still in contention for that second wild card berth. We'll take it to the top of the third, Domingo Santana at the plate.
A swing and a high fly ball center field. Boehner moves back. He's at the track. The wall, it's gone. A two-run homer for Santana. 6-0, Milwaukee. Swarzak, with the bases loaded, pitches. Swing and a hit to left field. That scores Garcia. Here comes Tommy Pham. Braun's throw is way offline and caught between second and third and tagged out. It's Martinez down to second, Piscotty, and he's called out.
So they got a double play there. If they got the man at second base, they're going to ask for a replay. He called him out, but they're going to ask for the replay on it, and I think he's going to be called safe. Oh, out. No, they called him out. Holy mackerel. Now they say safe.
Oh, wait.
He's out at third, but safe at second base.
Got it. Scotty leads at second. A look back there. Now the pitch. A swing and a base hit to left field. Piscotty around third, and the ball goes under Braun's glove. Boehner streaks into second safely. The Cardinals lead 7-6 on a hit by Harrison Boehner.
And the tying run is in scoring position down at second base with two outs and a 3-2 once again for Brett Phillips. Here it is. Fastball right down the middle, swing and a miss, and the Cardinals win it, and the Rockies are going to postseason play.
7-6, Cardinals is your final score. The Brewers are officially eliminated from playoff contention. The second wild card berth goes to the Colorado Rockies. A good day for Travis Shaw. He goes 2-for-4 with 2 RBIs and 2 runs scored. He becomes the first Brewer since 2012 with 100 RBIs in a season. The Cardinals would come back from a 6-0 deficit to beat the Brewers 7-6. Here's what manager Mike Matheny had to say about the victory.
Any win. Especially when you're down 6 runs like that, show that kind of life where we are in the season, just letting a lot of our young guys just continue to play the game, and great win. Yeah, I think he's feeling a long season right now, and that adds up. Guys that aren't used to pitching this late in the year, and these last two, it looked a little bit different than the precision that he had his previous, 9 maybe. So it was I think that's part of it. But he competed very well. I pushed him a little bit because we didn't have that many available arms and needed him to go a little deeper. And I thought he figured it out and made some pitches when he had to. But he's going to be that pitcher that he's either right on the corners or he's just off and he's not getting a wider zone or he's not getting pitches called. It's going to run him into those counts, and it's a kind of exactly what we talked about last season. But that usually comes to how confident you are making pitches with all your secondaries, and those weren't necessarily as sharp as he wanted them either, but it's once again part of this time of the year. No, we're trying to win. We're protecting arms first, trying not to hurt anybody, and after that, we're doing everything, using every resource we have, and to win a game. And we needed him, to go out and continue to pitch. And yeah, we want everybody to have a real nice feeling about themselves about before they head into the off season. But the priority is for us to win a baseball game. Yeah, big eighth. Yeah, big hits both, and a little bit of a mix-up there on the bases that almost put us in a tough spot. Steven did a good job of finally getting to second base and giving an opportunity for that to happen, but had to have a couple good at-bats from a couple guys that were having a tough time putting a good at-bat together today. That just shows that, we talk about that mental toughness to stay in it and realize that you can still make a huge impact in the game if you just stay with the approach.
Always.
It can be, but I think they all have enough positive things. They wouldn't be a part of what we're doing right now. They wouldn't be out on the field. They wouldn't be playing if they didn't have something to build off of. It's always great to have something more recent, but you know, every one of them understands right now we have a responsibility to go out there and put on a good show, and that comes down to doing everything we can to win and still, once again, keep everybody healthy. And you know, that's been a task, and for them to just take advantage of whatever opportunities they get. Yeah, it's going to come down individually. I mean, as a team, I think they're going to all reflect, and especially for those who've been around here, who've been able to celebrate. For us to be out of it through this last series, it's an original, it's a unique experience that we don't want to have again. And you know, we've been spoiled around here, that we've been fortunate that we've been able to be relevant all the way through, and then take it into October and take our chances. And you know, this is one of those seasons we weren't able to experience that, and something, once again, that will sting. But on the personal level, you know, it's completely different. You know, there's a whole lot of things that each of them have to celebrate, and there's also a list of things that they need to work on. And just all in all, you see a little of both for everybody.
Similar to some of the other games? I mean, this is the biggest rally that you guys have had, but being the full circumstances, how similar or different was it to
that? Good life all year. I mean, all season long, you can't, there hadn't been a time where I've been disappointed in their, how much they were into the game. I mean, all season long, and part of that I attribute to our staff just staying positive and constantly talking to guys through, you know, chipping away when we're down. You're down six, I mean, the odds are fairly high. Things won't turn out well, especially you got a motivated team with a lot on the line. And, you know, just continue to play the game. But that's where you see guys like an Adam Wainwright and some of our veteran players, and Yachty was out on the bench just kind of nudging the guys, you know, just keep playing. And those sort of things aren't just good for today. It's great lessons learned for the future as well. I think Weaver couldn't have pitched much better. I mean, as you look at the whole, just how good of a job he did. And for us to see, we'd heard about it, but for us to see it firsthand, it's exactly what he needed to do. And you know, there's some things that he's going to continue to work on as well. And part of that's just going to be, you know, getting stronger and being able to handle the load of 162 game season plus. Yeah, I do. You know, I went in today, and you know, a guy who's had that much work, you know, we're real careful, and so we've had close conversations and just very blunt. You know, if you're ready to shut it down, we understand and we support that. If you feel like that's something that's going to be best for your long-term health, and he said, you know, if I get a save opportunity, I want the ball. I mean, that just speaks volumes about him, and he has verbalized how much he likes being a part of us. So we'll see how that goes. He did a great job. Yeah, I couldn't ask anything more. I like the way he's talking to our young players. I like the way he's talking about competing and how he wants the ball every day. Those are things that fit in around here.
On Sunday, the Cardinals will send out Carlos Martinez to face Zach Davies.